Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and I am trying to open the chat room. So that should be ready in just a second. Okay, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. So that is who I am, and this is the show that I was guided to create so that people could ask those questions that they have that they haven't been able to figure out with their own brains, because frankly, that's not what our brains were designed for. So this gives you an opportunity to connect with your guidance and get the answers that you can't think of. And today I have a wonderful, amazing guest, and that is Elizabeth Sadhu, and she is just so filled with joy. She's actually an ambassador of joy. So everyone, please join me in welcoming Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm great. Yay!
Tell everyone about the wonderful, joy-filled Elizabeth.
Thank you. Well, Barbara Grace is right. The angels call me the angelic ambassador of joy, and so I'm the joy coach, and I help people find joy in their lives, and I work by donation only, and you can find me on Facebook at this point, Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, Sadhu, S-A-D-H-U. That's a silent H when you say it, though. And, gosh, of course, this happens every month, doesn't it, Barbara Grace? I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to talk about? So, and that's, it's all good, because that's kind of how, I still remember when I took a speech class. Oh, gosh, it's been years ago. And the teacher said to, she gave me a B, but she said to me, "You're just a natural born storyteller." And what I found is, you know, you're supposed to practice, right? You're supposed to practice your speech ahead of time. And, you know, you can practice with people, you practice to yourself, you can practice looking in the mirror. And I swear, I tried, I could never, ever, ever make myself practice. I would have my bullet points, and then it just kind of would flow out of me like what I'm supposed to say.
Well,
so anyway,
That's right.
So anyway, I'm just love being on the show with Barbara Grace every month, and it's so lovely to meet new people who call in. And I guess a good example of joy that's coming right up for me is as soon as the show's over, my husband and I are going to take off for Seattle. We live in Oregon. And we're going to go dancing all weekend. Yay!
Yay!
And it'll be with probably at least 150 people there. And we know most of them. And we do something called contra dancing, which you dance in long lines of people. You have a partner. You dance with the next couple. And then I think it's like 24 beats or whatever it is over, then you move on to the next couple, and then they move on the next couple. So it's like you're dancing with the whole room. And the etiquette is you always look in each other's eyes. So it's very connected and fun. And you'll meet the shyest people sometimes, but then part of the dance is you look in each other's eyes. And so it's really, really great. And I like to call it contra joy, contra bliss, contra therapy, because you always feel better afterwards.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And it doesn't, it's not complicated footwork, so anybody can learn it pretty easily. So anyway, live music, lots of fun. There we go. That's my introduction this month.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you are always welcome. You know that.
Oh, well,
okay,
darling.
So we will go to our first caller now, and that caller is from area code 619. Hi, who's this?
Rosemary. Hello? Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
What's
Hello.
Your name?
Rosemary.
Rosemary?
Yeah.
Hi, Rosemary.
What can we do for you today?
I don't know. I haven't been feeling myself lately, and I feel like the person that I care about, maybe don't care the same way. Like, I feel like letting go. I don't know. It's like I'm confused and complicating.
Yeah, I hear you. Hi, Rosemary. This is Elizabeth.
Hi.
So the first thing the angels are showing me, and they're asking me, how are you taking care of yourself? Are you doing things for yourself that are nurturing and loving? And they're saying that you're a very good nurturer, but you kind of forget to do yourself a lot. And that perhaps they're saying you could imagine, if this would be helpful, they're saying, imagine that you are almost like outside yourself, and that you're like, oh, I see that woman and she needs to be nurtured and babied a little bit. I think I'm going to, oh, you know what? I think she needs a bubble bath. Let me run this bubble bath for her, you know? Or, oh gosh, I think she needs to have a nice bowl of rice and veggies with some cheese sprinkled on top, and then have a nice cookie afterwards. Or I think that she needs a little nap. So they're saying they want you to really take some moments each and every day. And they're saying that life has gotten so fast and so speedy that we're going second by second. So they've been really urging people to slow down and just pause, you know. So take a moment, and you're feeling out of sorts, you're not sure what's going on, sit for a moment or stand for a moment. You know, stand at your window and look out the window for a moment. Sit in your chair and just sit there for a moment and think about what would feel really good for me. Maybe it's a nap. Maybe it's watching a funny movie. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's taking a walk. There's just a wide range of things that it could be. And what you can do is feel in your body what that might feel like. So you could maybe have a, maybe an idea comes to you. Okay, I'm going to eat a big bowl of ice cream. And so then you feel, you know, in your body, like, okay, how does that feel? Well, okay, I think ice cream is good. And you're feeling like, yeah, that's good. But I think I'm going to have, I'm going to start out and I'm going to get my smallest bowl in my kitchen. And I'm going to have like a spoonful of ice cream and see how that feels. And then you tune in and you're like, okay, am I supposed to have more ice cream? Would that be good? Okay, I'm going to have one more spoon of ice cream. And then maybe that's, you know what I mean? So like maybe that's enough. You know, it's easy to we get caught up in like, okay, I'm going to have some ice cream. And then we eat a big bowl of ice cream, right? When really we just needed those two bites that's going to just totally nurture us and feed our soul and give us that pure joy, right? So so they're saying that what will happen with your, is it like a partner, sweetie, you're talking about?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know he had somebody. We were talking and dating, then we stopped talking to each other because I let it go. I let it be known that I didn't want that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
But the thing is that maybe I'm doing wrong. I go to his profile to see on Facebook, see how he's doing because he doesn't call me. And I see him.
Right, right.
He's sad, but then at the same time, I'm like, I feel bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. Okay, so what the angels want you to know that as you nurture and cultivate your joy and nurture yourself, that you are going to become a magnet for all that is good. And so they're saying that in some ways it's not, it doesn't even matter in a way whether it's this guy or not this guy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want a loving, wonderful partner. So you know this, you know the saying, love thy neighbor as thyself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is about you, how can you love anyone else if you don't completely love yourself, right? So you got to like, you got to just slather some good old love and attention on yourself. And then you become this huge, huge magnet. You become this huge beacon of light that you will attract the person who gets that about you, that you deserve to have love and attention and, you know, it's for you. It's not spread around to a bunch of other people, right? It's for you. So I think your gut instinct is right to let go of this. But you know what? Just wait and see. And so the angels were kind of giggling a little bit at your talking about going on Facebook and looking at his profile page. And the first thing I saw was block him, block him. Like you just kind of don't need to tempt yourself. You know what I mean? And then they showed me, they said, imagine that you're a stalker and it's like you're stalking him. So, you know, kind of turn around, like give him his space. He can feel on some level, he's feeling that energy from you. So if you need to block him, sometimes that works, or just don't go to his page. Just think to myself, I'm not a stalker. I'm not going to stalk him. I'm focusing on loving me, nurturing me. I'm creating this amazing, joy-filled me that is the very best me. And I love me so much that I am this amazing beacon of light and all good comes to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, that's what excellent. I've been trying to do, but sometimes, like, I'm all like, I'm stuck. I'm all like, what am I going to do? What's coming next? Where should I go?
I know. That's where you sit. That's where you sit, and you cultivate just, and you, and everybody's really is different. So for me, I have these fun little beings I call the bobbleheads. And so I can see these three little heads right kind of above, they're kind of above my third eye, kind of out in front of my head there. And I can say to them, okay, gosh, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to have for lunch. What is it good? Should I have some ice cream, right? And they're shaking their heads. No, no, that's not what you're supposed to have. Okay, should I have some steamed broccoli? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're shaking their heads. Yes. So what you can do is maybe you have something like that. Maybe you have a feeling inside your body. Maybe you feel it in your tummy. Maybe you feel it in your heart. Maybe you feel a heaviness or a lightness somewhere. Or the other thing you can do is I've recommended people imagine, you know, the Hollywood sign down in California, that huge sign that says Hollywood. Imagine it saying a yes or a no. So you're looking for guidance. Okay, what am I going to do next? Gosh, I'm really feeling like to take and really break it down. I think I'm going to take, maybe I need to take a nap. Or maybe I just need to lay on the couch for a little bit. So then you get that sign. You imagine that Hollywood sign. Do you see a yes or do you see a no? So what will happen is as you cultivate and practice this, it will then become really automatic. You'll get so you won't even really have to ask. You'll just start flowing with it. But really it's about cultivating yourself, nurturing yourself, cultivating that joy within you. Okay?
I was
Barbara Grace. Good. Well, keep it up. You gotta work at it. Barbara Grace.
Okay, Rosemary. I'm here. Here I am. Okay, they want us to do a little bit of clearing work on letting go so that letting go is actually easier for you because there's a lot of old energy around you, around this person, around your life, around the things that you just haven't let go of yet. So are you willing to work on that right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I will ask you a question, and the question will go on for quite a while. But at the end of the question, I will say if you are willing to accept this shift or something like that, and I'll just ask you to say yes. That's how you know when the question is over. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for allowing yourself to truly let go, to let go of all of that energy that is not yours, all of that stuff that ties you to the past, that ties you to him, that ties you to the doubts and fears that you might have about life. This divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of those little balls of energy, all of that stringy stuff that's just not yours. And it's expanding it all, making it bigger than the entire universe, so it's no longer weighing on you because you don't need that. That is not for your highest good, so you are letting it go. And instead, you are being filled with this beautiful, loving light, this unconditional love, this acceptance of yourself, this love for you, this recognition that you deserve better. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to have someone who wants you in their life and is not afraid to let you know that so that you are no longer wondering, you know, am I going to be alone? What's going to happen? And all of the other questions. Instead, you have the knowing that your life is becoming exactly what you desire for it to be, that you are opening up to love of you, to love of life, to love of everyone and everything, to see the good in every situation, so that you know that letting go of this person is actually the best thing that you can do because it allows you to move forward with your life. So if you'd like to accept this shift from being stuck in the past and stuck in life to being open to now, and looking forward to the future, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay. And how does that feel?
A little bit less heavier.
Yeah, I do feel like you have this huge ton of weight just resting on your shoulders. My goodness, you didn't need that.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that your your angels, your guides are always with you, and they're always guiding you. But they only guide you one step at a time. So don't expect to see what's going to happen at the end of the journey, because they're not going to show you that. That'd be like showing you the end of the movie before you begin. That would just kind of ruin it. So they're going to show you one step at a time, which makes it more fun. So let yourself experience the joy in life. That's really something they want you to do, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So
have fun.
You feel more grounded in yourself now?
Take care.
Okay. Go and enjoy yourself, Rosemary. Do something funny just for today. Okay. Thanks for calling, Rudy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Okay. I want to remind people who have called in that if you do not press the number one, then you are just listening, because I don't get that lovely little symbol on my switchboard to tell me that you actually have a question. You are welcome to listen. I have no problem with that. I'm just told to remind you that you have to press one if you actually want to talk. Okay. We are going to the caller's area code 313. Okay, computer. Here we go. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hi,
I'm
what's
calling
your name?
From Detroit. I'm Ebony.
Hi, Ebony.
Say your name again. Ebony?
Ebony.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Ebony. What can we do for you today?
I'm kind of in a tight situation, and I just needed spirit guidance on, like, housing for me and my little family. What should I do?
Okay. Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, first of all, the angels are showing me, they are shaking their pom-poms over you and your family with lots and 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 lots, they're telling me. Sparkles. So many sparkles are coming and raining down on you and your little family. And the angels are just delighted to see the love and the connection that is there. And they're saying they would love to see you make your life more of like almost like a party, where you've got your family. And I don't know if you have kids, but it's like things are feeling serious and kind of heavy. And they're saying, turn more of your life into a party. So in other words, maybe it's not breakfast because you're rushing off to do your stuff, but maybe it's dinner. Maybe you light a few candles, and maybe you put some fun little decorations, or maybe you encourage your kids to find some pretty leaves and have them set the table and decorate the table, you know. Maybe it's playing some kind of card game while you're eating. Maybe it's, okay, let's take a bite of food, and now we're going to march around the table and say, yay, and then sit down and have another bite of food. So they're saying that the kind of the sky's the limit, but they want to see you bring some more joy and fun. And this, and they keep saying it's like they want you to have this party. And they're showing, again, they're shaking their pom-poms and just shedding all these sparkles down on your family. And they're showing those blower things, you know how you blow and then it goes out like a long tongue. They're showing like a little like shaker things. And so I don't know how old your kids are, but they're saying that no matter what age they are, they are wanting you to really cultivate the silly. That as the more silly and joy you cultivate and laughter and just kind of fun, this party feeling, that what's going to start happening is you're going to start feeling this heaviness lift off you. You're going to have ideas about how to fix some things in your life that have been going on. It's going to shake up the energy that you, where you feel like you're just kind of stuck in this kind of a little bit of dark, but kind of like this just stuck feeling, like I'm not sure how to shift this. I'm not sure what I can do, feeling overwhelmed, feeling tired. So they're saying by you cultivating, and they're saying get your kids, your whole family on board with this, and get and assign them tasks. Okay, we're having a party at dinner tonight. What do you want to, how do you want to do that? And you can, you know, as you get them, you're throwing out some ideas and kind of get it going. But they're going to come up with ideas. As you, it's kind of like you're going to prime the pump. And then you guys are going to come up with ideas. So maybe it's like, okay, as soon as dinner's over, we're going to have a little dance party for 15 minutes. You know, it doesn't have to be a big, long bunch of time because you got whatever homework and chores and whatever stuff you got to do. But you're going to cultivate that energy and that love and that joy and that silly. And the angels are showing me it's going to be like this big blasting volcano of energy shifting. And what's going to happen is this joy and love is going to just explode out of this big volcano and come oozing down. And that's your life there. And it's going to ooze down and you guys are going to be so joy filled and so having so much fun and being together. And they're also reminding as a mama, get those kids doing some helping, you know, help them, get them help in the kitchen, put them in charge of dinner, do whatever it is, you know, helping you around the house, doing stuff. So they're saying involve them, get them involved. And you guys are creating like a party house. And it's joy, it's laughter, it's silly, it's dancing, it's playing games, it's playing cards all you eat, it's anything, all of the above, anything you can come up with. So I don't know if that answers your question, but anyway, that's what's coming to me. Sounds like fun. Can I come over? So if you, they're saying you have another question. I mean, and then we'll get to Barbara Grace. But for right now, they're saying there's something else that you want to say or whatever.
Is my marriage over?
Well, let's just jump right to it, shall we?
I don't want to make the wrong decisions by going after something that's not real, but I just don't feel like it's compatible. Like I'm conflicted with us.
Yeah. So that's why we're feeling the dark, the hard energy right now. So what they want you to do is still do the exact thing I was just talking about. So your hubby will decide whether he's in the party or not. Maybe this, you just need to shake it up. There you go.
But he doesn't want to do anything. Like the lights and gas got cut off in our other apartment or our other place of living, and I'm staying with my brother. And he's like, you know, out there at the house with no lights and gas. And I'm just like, we're your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be with us. We're not supposed to be by ourselves going through this, me and my baby. And I'm pregnant now. And I'm just,
I'm honey.
Irritated. Like, I'm very, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm tired of crying. I don't know. I'm happy right now. Like, I'm just so mad because his roommate didn't care. He just let this shit get cut off. I'm mad.
He's freaking out. He's freaking out, honey. Sometimes we women got to just jump in and make it happen. So maybe that's why they were showing me the candles. I don't know. This is what I'm getting. Go to him. Take the candles. Take the party to him. And say, we just want to be together. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a forced thing. Just say, we want to be together. I want to be together with you on your birthday. And you know, you can let him, he's going to have to, he'll decide what he needs to do for himself. But right now, you got to cultivate the joy for you and your babies. And this is super, super important. Creating this joy, cultivating this joy, taking care of yourself. So there's really, the angels showed me this. It was this volcano. It's like this mountain. And it's like it's stopped up, which just sounds like what's going on with your life right now. You got a lot of intense shit going on. And it's like it's stopped up. But they're showing, cultivate the silly, cultivate the joy, play with your babies, dance around. And he will decide if he's going to join in or not. But you got to do it for you and those babies. And they're showing this. What it is then is this volcano, as you the more joy you cultivate, the more that joy lava is streaming out, and that it's going to bust up whatever energy is stuck there with you guys, and it's going to bust it out. And you can do a lot of things for no money. My husband and I both got laid off at the same time several years ago, and we really cultivated how can we have a fun time and enjoy life, but by free or super cheap, right? And we figured out a whole bunch of things that were simple, little things that were free. You know, maybe it's just walking around the neighborhood, but maybe it's turn on the radio or whatever and dance around. So you can do this. I have complete faith. And the angels are shaking their pom-poms. They're saying, the joy is there. The joy is coming. And that's why I think there were like lots and 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 lots of sparkles. It's for you. It's for your babies. And your man will decide if he wants to join in. And you can't push it. But again, you're like, take the candles to him, you know? Take the candles to him. And they're saying that literally and figuratively. In other words, you're the light, honey. You're the light. You can shine the light. You can shift it. You can change it. And I hear you. It's tough. But the angels just want me to really emphasize that mountain. You're cultivating that joy, and the lava joy is going to explode and come out, and it's going to shift everything. Think about what a volcano does, what happens. It shifts and it changes things. Sometimes the whole terrain changes, and that's what's going to happen. But it's awesome. It's going to be great. Now, it's not always easy to go through it, right? There's a lot of big changes and shifts, but keep cultivating that joy. Get those babies in there with you on it. They want to help. They want to be part of it. And I don't care how young they are. I used to have my daughter when she was 2 years old. I put the dishes down low, and she would set the table. And she was so proud to be able to do that. So get them with you. They're with you on this.
Okay.
Barbara Grace.
Okay, Ebony. They want us to do some clearing work so you can actually see. They say that there's so much stuff that you can't see anything. It's like you're just totally in the dark because all this heavy energy is over you. So are you willing now to do some work to get that energy out of the way so you can actually see your life and your choices?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, and the question is going to go on for a little while, but at the end of the question I will ask you if you're ready to accept this. Say yes. That's how you'll know this question has ended. Until then, just listen to the question and just let it all soak in. Here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for changing your life, for letting go, letting go of what has been, letting go of all of those things that you were taught about what your life is supposed to look like, what you're supposed to do, what he's supposed to do, what everybody's supposed to do, and nobody is doing what they're supposed to do, and so it's frustrating you because, hey, this is not the way it's supposed to be. And we're just letting go of all of that, letting go of all of that stuff that says it has to be a particular way so that you actually have the freedom to decide in each moment what you want in your life so that you are no longer being run by all of those beliefs that are not yours, those societal beliefs, those family beliefs, those beliefs that you got from the fairy tales that you read and wherever that came from. That is not your belief. That is not your energy. and it should not be running your life. So this divine infinity healing is finding all of that energy, those beliefs that are not yours, and they are being expanded and dispersed out into the universe to wherever it is they are meant to go, instead of being there hovering over you and trying to run your life. And instead you are being filled with love. Mother Mary is with you, and she's holding you in her arms, and she is just loving you. Loving you because you deserve to be loved. Loving you because there is so much love for you, for your family, everybody in your family. Loving you so that you don't have to feel the weight, the worry, the guilt, the whatever else is coming up about your marriage and your living situation and your life and being pregnant and all of that. It's taking all of that weight off of you so that you actually can breathe. And if you are ready to accept this beautiful shift in your life and in your energy, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice, deep, deep breaths. Oh, that's so much better. How do you feel?
I feel a little better.
Okay, so let's see. What
hey, Barbara Grace.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just hearing to do the chant for miracles in the middle of all this.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be great. Go ahead and do that, okay. And I'll check in and
okay.
See what else.
Sounds good. So, Ebony, this is a chant I do because sometimes we just feel hopeless, and this chant helps just bust up that energy and it, like, opens you up to the possibility, and sometimes things feel like a miracle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, ram, das, guru, jinasidhya, tinasavadhya, puri, hoe, karamat, opposite of jinahare, dhariya, Siki ate sangati para brahmakara namasakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antana para variya jini tu sevia bokara se tu dupara utariya lava loba kamakro de maho marakade tu dusapara variya Dana sotera tana hai, such a tera pesa kariya. Nanakatu lehenatu hai, guru amaratu vichariya. Guru ditta tamana sadariya, guru ditta tamana sadariya.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ebony, what there's telling me is that right now when you look at your life, you look at the situation, you are just seeing too much. You need to focus on what you need to do in each moment and not worry about what's going to happen next week, next month, next year. Live right now. Be in the energy of now. And listen to your heart because it is guiding you every step along the way. You are not going through this alone. Whether or not you remain in the marriage, you are still not alone. You know that. God is within you. God is with you every single moment, and you are not alone, and God is working with you. God creates what you desire. So make sure you are actually focusing on what you desire and not what you are afraid of. Because if you are focusing on the fears, then you are bringing more and more fear into your life. Remember, it's what you are focusing on that you are creating. So focus on love, on doing what feels most loving, moving towards love. And I'm talking about real love. I'm not talking about that fear of being alone, fear of what am I going to do, and fear of how am I going to take care of my kids. That's not love. That's fear. That is not what I want you to focus on. I want you to focus on love, on loving your family, on finding the best place for your family, on allowing yourself to have the resources to pay your rent and your utilities and buy food and everything that you need, on actually creating a beautiful, amazing life for you and your family. Whether that family includes your husband or not, doesn't matter. You can still create a beautiful life for your family. So guidance really wants you to get that, that your focus should be on creating that beautiful life. So you can ask before you do anything, is this the best thing for my family? Am I coming from love? And if the answer is yes, then you can do it and know that it will have wonderful outcomes. If the answer is no, don't do it, because you're probably coming from fear. And fear only creates more fear. Okay, I was supposed to say that so that they could do some work on you while I said it, so I don't know what exactly changed for you during that, but just take a couple nice deep breaths.
I felt a little bit of relief, and vision board just kept popping out at me, so I think I know what it is I need to do. I just got
yay. Yay.
Yeah. Well, good, because your energy feels so much lighter now. It's like you don't have that heavy fog hanging all over your head. Yay, good for you, Ebony. So know that you deserve to have a wonderful life, and so do your kids. You guys deserve to have an absolutely wonderful, beautiful, amazing life. So create that, and don't get bogged down and stuck in what is he going to do. He's going to do whatever he does, and that's his choice, and that is not you. You're married, but you are not the same person. So just give him his space to do what he needs to do, and you do what is right for you. What is right for your family?
Great. Thank you.
And you are
sending
loved.
You lots of love,
you
Ebony.
And it's going to be okay.
Think about
thank
those
you.
Sparkles.
Yeah, and go work on that vision board, because that's your life you're creating. So make it something amazing. You know, make it so that when your kids grow up and they go, oh, you should have known my mom. She was so incredible. She used to do this, this, and this. And that's why I'm such a wonderful person, because my mom was a wonderful person. So let that be your legacy.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Much love to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 208. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was just looking to get a reading done. And I don't know if you prefer if I ask a question or whether you prefer to, you know, just talk about whatever comes through. But I can certainly suggest certain areas, or I'm open to whatever you have to say.
I don't think it matters to us. Does it matter to you, Barbara Grace?
Well, I find that if people have questions, if they ask them, they usually feel better.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay. Well, I'm open to anything. I do have others that have also passed over to the other side. But right now, I guess what I'm focusing on most is securing a housing situation. Also, I have a lot of anxiety just about my family coming home for the holidays, who I don't really want to see because I'm trying to move on with my life. So I have guilt about that. But basically, just whatever comes through, I'm open to hearing anything.
Okay. So, well, so interesting. The first thing that comes to me is you talk about people who passed. And I have a very, very close friend and my mentor for 40 years just recently passed to another dimension. And so I've been, you know, having challenges around that because I feel really sad. But at the same time, I've been talking to him. And it's been very comforting because he is so joy-filled and so happy to be done with this physical 3D existence, you know?
Okay.
So I'm just, so I'm just putting that out to you. Just, you can talk to your people. They're just, it's just a little different, you know, it's just a little different way to talk to them. So, and then I think that, so Michael, who's my mentor, he's telling me now that he's, just want you to know that you're not alone and that your people are with you that have passed over. They're just in a different dimension. Then the other thing I didn't get, the housing, something about housing. You're looking for housing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not getting quite desperate, but I mean, I'm really looking into just renting a motel for a month until I find something with just myself and my son, which is okay, but I'm also not able to drive right now, and it's going to be winter soon, so I'm kind of trying to
I gotcha. You got a lot of stuff. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, you said something about having some anxiety. You actually sound very peaceful to me and very centered, and I don't know if you know that about yourself. I hope you do. But I think that was in agreement, right?
She may be centered now, but she isn't centered all the time.
But, so your son is like, I'm your little tester to see if you can stay centered, right? So I'm going to jump. Okay, we're going to talk about that in a sec, about the housing and all that. But I want to jump over to your family thing. Now, I got to tell you again, I can so relate to this because I have basically, I don't really talk to most of my family. I stopped talking to my dad. I just kind of gave up on that. I put so much energy into that and just got real clear. I'm done, you know. There's this woman that I heard speak one time, and she said something like, sometimes our families, it's like we went to Walmart and the first five people we saw that's our family. Because we it's like we can't relate to them, or we're like, am I connected to this person? So partly, you know, we have that aspect because it's like, I can't relate to these people. And then partly you have stuff. So I like to, my mother, I am still in touch with, and I see her occasionally, but I'm very careful now about how I see her. I always make sure my husband is there with me. And I realized, I just finished reading the Harry Potter books, and I realized that my mother is a Dementor. And so it's kind of like, I got to be really careful because she kind of just sucks the joy out of everything. She's a master of the negative mind, you could say. So in terms of family stuff, the angels are saying, feel no guilt. You need to take care of you and your son. You need to do what's right and what's best for you. And where I think guilt can come in, and this is what I had experienced in my life. So at one point, and this has probably been 30 years ago, but I decided I couldn't see my mom anymore. I needed to just have a complete break from her. And so I didn't see her or talk to her, and I didn't let my kids see her or talk to her for 3 years. And one of the things that I noticed right away was that I was liberated. I had not realized how much time I spent thinking about my mom, worrying about my mom, thinking I had to take care of my mom, right? Because I was kind of the grown-up in my family. So because I wasn't in her life, then I was basically liberated from that and got to cultivate this whole new habit of not taking care of her anymore. So it was, but what happened is if people said to me, how's your mom? And I would say, oh, I don't know, I don't talk to her. People would be like, oh, your own mother? You know, so you get people around you react, right? So I would suggest, and I'm telling you from my experience of this, is if anybody asks you anything about your family, just say, oh, yeah, they're fine. I mean, I wouldn't tell anybody anything because it's not their damn business, right? Because you need to take care of you. And you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what the family thing. You've got to let go of that guilt and take care of you, okay? So now we're going to jump over to the other thing. Now, I don't know if you've been listening all along to the other women we talked to. So there's a joy theme going here, and it sounds like you've got your little boy is right there with you, and that having kids around is such a great way to cultivate joy. And they're like little sponges, you know. They just pick up on everything that's going on. So you guys can share, and have some fun and joy. And you can do even more than what you're doing now. And the angels are showing me they're shaking sparkles on you with their pom-poms. They feel your energy. They feel that you're very, again, they're showing me that you're very centered, that you're a very, hi, buddy. And they're just showing that you're really a very peaceful person too, and because you're sensitive, if you have a slight bit of agitation, oh, I know what it is. They're telling me that it's like you're the princess and the pea. You know that story about she slept on all those mattresses and could feel a pea on the bottom, right? Okay, so now I can relate to this because if I have any kind of slight thing that's off in my life, it feels like a bigger agitation than it actually really is. So I could learn to let go of, okay, this isn't really that big of a thing, right? So then it's about cultivating your joy, cultivating fun, dancing with your son, you know, having the party like we were talking about with Ebony. You know, it's cultivating that joy and that fun. And at the same time, your things are so speeded up. I don't know why I'm getting that it's not going to be necessary for you to move into a motel. But what they want you to do is to sit and really just take a moment. Even if it's like every 5 minutes, take a moment. What am I supposed to do? Maybe it's every 15 minutes. Maybe it's every hour. So you know what I mean. You're like, you're really letting those answers come to you. Now, I don't know what kind of guidance system you have, and I don't know if you heard me talk about, I have these bobbleheads, I call them, where they help guide me. Maybe for you, it's a feeling in your body. Maybe you have some guides you can ask. Maybe it's like the Hollywood sign. You see a big yes or no. And my angels like to not, they don't want to ever predict the future. They say because everything is speeding up so much right now. We're just in this really accelerated healing crisis in the whole world. And within all of us, we're doing a lot of speedy healing and it's intense. So they're saying that they could make a prediction and that 5 minutes later it'd be different. So they don't like to make predictions, but they do want you to cultivate that joy. They want you to be really in tune with your guidance system and, you know, whether it's feeling it in your body, seeing the big sign that says yes or no. They're saying ask for help, ask for neon. If you're not getting a clear message, the angels say just ask us for neon. We're happy to provide you with a very, very clear message. And they they do want you to know everything is fabulous, everything is perfect, everything is wonderful, that you're so on it. They show that you're really on it and that you know exactly what you need to do. And in fact, all of this probably just confirms everything you already know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really appreciate that because I think I just needed to hear it because I am doing my best, you know, but when you're in it, you just don't, sometimes it's like,
I know.
You just need that encouragement or that confirmation.
Absolutely. It's hardest with our, for ourselves. It really is.
Yeah.
So that's where you cultivate. I mean, it's fine to call here and talk. This, it's great because it's nice to know you have kindred spirits, right? And it's nice to get that confirmation. But just cultivate that knowingness within you. You know, it's like I said, it's either, you know, like I've got these little guides and they answer me yes or no. They're shaking their heads up and down if it's yes and side to side if it's no, or maybe it's you feel a something in your tummy, or maybe you get a lightness in your body, or maybe it's that big Hollywood sign that says yes or no. And that'll just help you, because you will, as you cultivate that and become used to that and just make it a habit, you just won't even barely have to think about it at all then. It'll just, you'll just be going and doing the next thing, you know.
Okay.
Barbara
right.
Grace.
Okay, Megan. All right, they want us to do a little bit of clearing work about, actually it's about your family, because there's a part of you that is kind of afraid that you're going to end up being like them, and you don't want to be like them with your son, because you can see a lot of things about them that you really don't want to carry forward, and that's great. You're not required to. So this is going to be to kind of disconnect you from the family traditional way of being so that you get to make your own choices in every moment. So is that something that you're willing to do?
Yes, that sounds really good. And just so you know, I'm muting my phone so that I'm not bothering you with background noise. but I'm still here in case it,
you know what, your son, Megan, your son is part of this. I wouldn't mute it. I mean, Barbara
okay.
Grace, I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm serious.
No,
he's like with us
with
on this.
At all.
Exactly.
Okay. See, we're all just part of the same organism, right?
That's right.
That's right. We're all connected, and he's just being himself.
Yep.
Okay, so here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting yourself let go of your family, let go of the traditions, the beliefs, the behaviors, the things that they taught you were the right things and the wrong things, all of that stuff that has been bogging your life down at times, because there's so many limitations in what they've taught you. So this divine infinity healing is going throughout you and finding all of those family traditions, all of those beliefs, all of those energies that are not yours, that you have accepted and have clung to you all of your life. They're being found and they're being released. They're being expanded to being larger than the universe so that they are no longer weighing down your life. Because you don't need that anymore. You are creating a beautiful life for you and your son, and you will now have the freedom to make your own choices based in what feels right in your heart. And you will not be tied to all of that old family stuff, because that's gone now. And you are now free, and you are light, and you are filled with joy and the love that you have for that little one. And the love that you have for you, because he loves you so much, and he wants you to love yourself as much as he loves you. Because when he looks at you, he sees the most wonderful woman in the world, and he wants you to see that. So this is opening you up to seeing yourself through the eyes of your son, through the eyes of love. And if you are willing to accept this shift in your life, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
it feels better, feels much lighter, and just I think it's so good that you did that work, because I'm so attached to my own stuff, it's like impossible for me sometimes to do that, but like with you,
yeah,
being an outside party, you know what I mean, it's like really worked.
Yeah.
It worked great.
I understand exactly what you mean. Sometimes we're much more willing to hear it from someone else than to get it from ourselves, because we always doubt ourselves and what we're saying and all that other stuff. So, okay, let's see if there's anything else they want to clear out. Oh, there is. Okay, so would you like a Divine Infinity healing for clearing up all of the energy that's there around moving, around the impossibilities of it, the benefits of it, it's not going to work, you're not going to have the time, oh my gosh, winter's coming, how am I going to get there, and all the other beliefs that are just swirling around your head. It's like you have this little tornado of dark energy swirling around your head. So this Divine Infinity healing energy is going to expand that tornado, make it bigger than the universe so that it is not your tornado anymore. And you actually have the freedom to think and to be and to make the best choices for yourself and for that beautiful baby, so that you have the freedom to create your life and to allow it to flow with grace and ease and to allow miracles to happen, to know what it is that you truly desire and to take each little step to get there. So if you are ready now to let go of all of the clutter around moving and to stand in the power within you to create your life, then say yes.
Yes.
And he says yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay, how does that feel?
That feels much better as well.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the more you are letting go, the more I can feel the light and love in him just get stronger. So he's just really happy about you making these changes. He's like, yeah, go, Mom.
I'm getting a chant, Barbara Grace.
Okay.
I'm getting the chant I'm to do is for neutral mind, kind of non-attachment, I like to say. And so how we work is we can see the positive story, we can see the negative story. And so this is kind of brings us to that neutral place of non-attachment to either story and really just letting it flow. And we're just following those little grains of sand. So here it is. Asankanav, asankatav, agamagam, asankalo, asankakehe, sirabara hoy, akari nam, akari sala, akari gyana gita gunaga, akari likana bolana ban, akara citizen jogavikan, jine like to siranai, jifirmai, tip tipai, jeta kita teta now, vinanave nahi kotao, kururata kavan kaha vichar, bariana java ekavar, jo to the pave sayabalika, to sada salamata nirinkar.
Thank you very much. Actually, I heard one of your other chants when we called it, and my son really liked that one as well.
Oh, neat, awesome.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, you are angels.
You are welcome.
You both.
And your
many
guys
blessings.
Want you to know that you deserve a wonderful life. And if you don't believe that you deserve it, then you do believe that your son deserves it. So if that's where you need to start, start there. But know that it also includes you. They say that he deserves it. That's why you're his mommy, and you deserve it. That's why he's your son.
Mine were saying, go forth and prosper.
Wonderful.
And have fun.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling me.
You bet. Much love, sweetie.
Okay. Bye-bye. Blessings. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Now, our next question is coming from the chat room, and it is from Sunshine Over the Moon. So we will just call you Sunshine. And Sunshine's question is, I'm looking for a job, and I would like to get as soon as possible. I may have issues with receiving money or help and people pleasing. I wanted to know if I would get a job soon and if my angels could tell me how to change my beliefs.
That sounds good. Okay, I think the way is clear here. So first of all, the angels are showing me that, you know, even though probably most people look for work nowadays online, they're showing me kind of like a like you're opening up a newspaper and you're looking at ads in the newspaper. And I don't know, Sunshine, if you already have a profession or if you're, you know, looking for something new or you're just trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. But what they want you to do is they want you to go through every single ad in that newspaper. So in this case, I suppose it would be online. I'm trying to think. Let's see. How could you do that online? So let's say you search for all the A jobs. So you go through and you see a job and you sit with it. Give it a few seconds and see how it feels in your body. If you get a really clear no, move on to the next job. If you get a kind of a maybe, put it off to the side. If you get a clear yes, no, maybe you're supposed to apply. And at this point, and I'm actually speaking, my former profession was human resource manager, so even though this is counter to what most HR people would say, I would tell you to ignore what the requirements are. Because basically what I found seems to happen anyway is that something will click. Somebody will see your resume or they'll see your online application or whatever it is. There's something that will click because you'll end up where you're supposed to be, right? So obviously there's some things where, let's say, being a professor at a college, you know, you're supposed to have a PhD for that kind of thing. So we're not getting, you know, extremely carried away. It's kind of like that feeling like I know I'm taken care of, but that doesn't mean I walk out in front of a car, right? So I still have to do my part in the thing. So they're just saying that this is a way that you can kind of open up your mind and your soul and your whole being, and basically just connect with the universe in seeing what possibilities are out there for you, because there's more than you think. Our brain, our little brain, tries to fool us into thinking certain ways. So they're saying to just really open that up, and you use, you know, how you feel in your body, or you could use what we talked about earlier, maybe with imagining the Hollywood sign as a big yes or no. And again, if it's kind of like a maybe, just put it off to the side, you know, make a note, put it off to the side. Okay, I'm going to look at that later, and give yourself that possibility. So, and now I think, Barbara Grace, you may have some clearing to do.
I
for her.
So too.
Or for he, she. Sunshine Over the Moon, I think it was.
Yes. So, Sunshine, they want us to do a little bit of work on those beliefs that you have, that you recognize are not for your highest good. They're not bringing the joy and the prosperity into your life that you are supposed to have, that you are allowed to have, that is there for you if you are willing to accept it. And I had to say that all those different ways so that you could hear that. Okay. So would you like a Divine Infinity healing for releasing the need to exclude yourself. We often have these beliefs that life is allowed to be this wonderful, joyful, amazing experience for everybody else, but not for us. We have these beliefs that we have to prove that we are good enough, that we have to prove that we can actually have what we desire. We actually have beliefs that say that we don't deserve to have more. And so these are limitations that we place on ourselves, and these limitations are placed on us because of what people have told us throughout all of our lives, and we've accepted what people have told us, even though it wasn't true. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of these old beliefs that are not yours and release them, because you don't need them in your life. Even though you accepted them at one time, you are not bound and sentenced to always have them. There is no regulation by God that says, well, you believed it before, so you have to have this until you die. God doesn't work that way. So this divine infinity healing is finding all of that stuff and just letting it go. Just expanding it, making it bigger than 10 universes, because it doesn't need to be in your life and it doesn't need to weigh you down. They're also finding all of those beliefs that say you are supposed to do everything you possibly can to please all of the people in the world, because pleasing all of the people in the world is your responsibility. That is not true. That is a false belief that you have, and you do not need to live with it, and it is now being removed from you. Because people are pleased or unpleased when they choose to be, and you are not responsible for them. The only one you're responsible for is you. And so this gives you the freedom to make yourself the most important person in your life. And I don't mean that in a vain and, you know, selfish kind of way. I mean that in a way where you are centered in who you are, that you have the freedom to make your choices, to create what is right for you, to do what is for your highest good. So all of this old stuff is being removed and released and just gone now. And you are being filled with that unconditional love, that knowing of your value, of your worth. And if you are ready to make this huge shift in who you are being from this moment to the end of your life, then say yes. And your soul is definitely saying yes. And just take three nice deep breaths. Okay, sunshine, that's what they said you needed, so you've got it now, and you can go forward and make the choices that are right for you. And you have a beautiful team that is working with you, and they're going to be showing you little steps to take, little things to let go of, little things to accept. Just listen to your heart, to your guidance, to your gut, whatever wording works for you. And just know that you have the right to be happy. All right. So let's see. That was the only question from the chat room. And no one has their hand up. So if you are a caller and you are in the queue and you have a question, don't forget to press 1 so that it raises your hand, so then we can call on you. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. And now we have a hand up. Okay, area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa. I've been listening, and and accepting all of the beautiful gifts you've given to so many today. And I'm just wondering how I just love you. You are so calming. And I wasn't going to put my hand up, but you have time, so I will.
Good. I am glad you do.
Yay! The angels are shaking their pom-poms. They're happy.
I love the pom-poms. I also just want to say to the two women, I was the woman who was pregnant with a husband who didn't want me, and I'm here 30 years later, and everything worked out, and I was the woman who had nowhere to go with a child, and I'm here, and everything worked out, and God is good, and he'll provide.
Yay.
Yes, I just resonated so much with both of them. My heart just went out to both of them because I've been there.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Lisa. So what's up with you? What is it you want to know?
I want to know how to lift myself out of these sorrows. I just need to keep myself up, and I'm not doing it, and I need to know how to do it. I'm doing the things I love, and yet I'm not feeling the joy that I used to feel when I do them.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. This is Elizabeth. So the angels are saying, get up off of that thing. They're saying they want you to, like, get up off of that thing. Get up off yourself. Like you're being too hard on yourself. So, in other words, what they were wanting you to do is, if you feel sorrow, feel sorrow. What they've shown me over the years is that, well, one of the things, of course, as humans, we often, you know, we don't want to feel sorrow. We don't want to feel grief. We don't want to feel pain, right? So we tend to, oh, what can I do to distract myself or whatever. But what they've shown me over the years, and I'm telling you, it works really great when I can remember to do it, which I can't always, is embrace it. So you're feeling sorrow, embrace it. Love it up like it's your best friend. Hug it, kiss it, love it, stroke it. Really just like acknowledge that sorrow. And then what happens is it dissipates faster than you can, you know, even realize, because that's part of being in this human form, is we have those feelings, stuff comes up, acknowledge it, honor it, you know, give it not a lot of juice, but you give it some juice and give it acknowledgement. That's what it's looking for. And then what'll happen is you'll feel a big shift. You know, we talk a lot, and, you know, I've certainly talked a lot as the joy coach of, you know, finding your joy. But at the same time, and I realize, you know, as we're talking here, that could also be a confusing message at times, because if you are feeling sorrow or you're feeling anger or whatever, they just want to be acknowledged. Those feelings just want to be acknowledged. And then you move on. You know, it doesn't mean you wallow around in it and roll around like you're a pig in mud, right? But you just acknowledge it. And they're saying, give it some love. Give me some love and acknowledgement. And that's all they're looking for. And so that's where, when the angels, they've often shown me James Brown, and they're telling me, go to YouTube and find a James Brown video of Get Up Off of That Thing. And they're saying they want you to dance around to it and recognize that what the message is they want you to get up off of your thing of being so hard on yourself. Okay?
Okay.
So there's just something, I don't know, James Brown just can say it so well so many times. And again, the angels are showing, they're shaking their pom-poms and they're shaking sparkles on you. And they're saying that you got it together, you know what's going on, you're very aware, and that, oh, they're also telling me that you do not have to be the uplifter of the world. So there's something going on there with you thinking, I better not go see so-and-so friend because I have to be cheerful and I don't feel very cheerful. Or I'm not going to go to blah, blah, whatever, because gosh, I'm just feeling kind of sad. So they want you to honor that. And they're saying that even though there are going to be people who are like looking at you like, wait a minute, you were always the cheerful one. You're always the one that uplifts everybody. They're saying that's not your job. Your job is to take care of you and acknowledge what's going on with you, and that will then, it will flow about what you're supposed to do. And they're saying there's going to be some shifting going on, because what will happen is there may be some friends or whatever, people who let go of you, or you might find you're going to let go of some people, that there's some shifting. Because it's really important. Those feelings are there. Acknowledge them. Allow them. Love them up. And then they'll just float away. You can see them. You'll see it'll be like a cloud up there. You'll see that sorrow or anger or whatever it is. And you're like, I love you. Thank you for serving me. And then you'll just see it float on by. So it may take a little bit, but they're saying it's not going to take very long as you acknowledge this stuff, because there might be some layers of what's going on with you, if that makes sense.
It does. So, I have finally been saying to myself, well, of course you feel that way. That happened. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, you're great. You're doing great. You're awesome. Just know it within yourself. Barbara Grace.
Okay. All right, Lisa, the first thing that they were telling me is that you... Okay, let me just say this and we'll go from there. Life is about change. In every moment, you are changing. That is natural. That is normal. That is life. You are here in this physical body, in this temporary physical body, which means that this is not the everlasting aspect of you. The truth of you is within you. It is the everlasting you. Don't confuse the two. If you start thinking of yourself as just this body or just this mind, then you will miss out so much on the power and the beauty and the wonder of you. So when you are feeling sad, depressed, whatever terminology you want to use, remember that it's like clouds in the sky. It's just a feeling. Let it drift on by. Just like Elizabeth said, that's not you. It's not real. It only has the power that you give it. So when you are pulling that thought down and looking at that thought and beating on that thought and telling that thought it shouldn't be there and demanding that that thought go away, you are actually making sure that that thought stays. And when you are comparing yourself now with who you have been, that is a huge waste of time, because you are not who you were before. It would be like going throughout your life and saying, okay, the only color I can use is purple because purple is my favorite color. Everything has to be purple. Well, eventually you might reach a point where you don't want things to be purple. But if you have the belief that it has to be the way that it's always been, you will not change. And you will keep using that purple, even though that purple does not bring you joy. Your life is more open than that. Allow yourself to be in the moment and don't compare where you are now with where you have been. Where you have been doesn't matter. It's over. It's done. Why go there? Where you are now is where your power lies. It's what you are creating. It's who you are being. Okay, so they want us to do a little bit of work on helping you to let go, to let go of the past and all of that stuff. There's just like this bumblebee kind of, it's like one of those hives you see in cartoons that hang in the tree. That's what they're showing me, is kind of wrapped around you. So are you willing to do some work to let go of that bumblebee thing? Okay. So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the past, letting go of the need to go back to the past, to compare your present with your past, to visit the past and say, oh, if this had only been different, or if that had only been different, or why did this happen to me, or any other reason that you're going back to the past? This is going to allow that divine infinity healing energy to go throughout you and release you from the past, release you from the need to be who you used to be, because that is not who you are anymore, and it's not who you are meant to be anymore, so that you can actually move forward in your life. So it's just expanding all of that past crap, all of those past beliefs, all of that past stuff that you accepted. It's just being expanded, 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 expanded until it is gone. And you now have the freedom to be who you are, to make your choices now, to decide what makes you happy right now, not based on what made you happy yesterday or even 5 minutes ago. That's all the past. You are living in the now. You are making your choices now. You are recognizing your desires right now. You are accepting your life right now. You are accepting yourself right now. And you are safe loving you right now. And if you would like to make that shift from the past to now, say yes.
Yes, please.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Much better, thank you.
I feel all this energy just shifting, and it feels like it's drifting up out of the top of your head.
Certainly feel better, thank you.
Yeah. Lisa, I wanted to say one other thing. When you first got on, you said something about, oh, you guys had some time, I could ask a question, or however it was you put it. Like, you can stand up and raise your hand first. You don't have to wait and see if somebody has time. So speak up for yourself. That's just the angels wanted you to, like, I don't know. They're like, speak up for yourself. You deserve space. You deserve time.
Thank you.
And they're shaking their pom-poms again for you.
Pom-poms and glitter, I love it.
Remember James Brown.
Gonna look him up next.
Okay, and they have another message for you. And okay, this is Mother Mary, and I'm just going to let her say what she needs to say. So just sit back and listen. My beloved, you have spent so much of your time dedicating yourself to others. And now we ask that you spend your time dedicating yourself to you, to actually loving you, to actually truly, deeply and completely loving and accepting you. You don't have to be perfect before you can be loved. And since you are the only you there is, you are actually perfect. There's no one to compare you against, because there is no one exactly like you. So let go of any beliefs that say that you have to prove your value or your worth, or when you finally reach a particular age, it's okay for you to accept you and to do what is right for you. But until then, you have to take care of the whole world. You don't have to take care of the whole world. The only one you are responsible for, my beloved, is you. I want you to make that commitment to loving yourself. Truly loving yourself. And this is an ongoing process. It is not something that you're just going to snap your fingers and, oh, I love myself. No. It happens in each moment. It builds. And it becomes deeper and more profound. Make sure that everything you do is taking you more and more into love. And you will find that your life will change because you will change. And all change starts within you. But it is time for you to be loved by you. It is time for you to put yourself first in your own life. And it is time to know that you are so supported, so loved by so many, and that it is okay for you to feel whatever you are feeling. So if you are sad, just see the sadness and go, oh, isn't that interesting, and let it go. You don't need to stay in it. You don't have to prove anything. Just let it go. It is time for you to truly live your life for you. You are loved, and you deserve it. And we will always love you. Always. Always. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. That was so beautiful. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart. And you deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
You too, sweetie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, Elizabeth, I promised I'd let you go at this time, so I'm going to let
you go. Okay, honey. Okay. Thank you, Barbara Grace. I love you. It's great been great being with you.
Thank you. It's been wonderful having you, and I hope that you have an amazing dancing weekend.
We sure will. Thank you, honey. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so the show is supposed to go on for another 30 minutes, so if anybody else has any questions, I don't see any hands up. I don't see any questions in the chat room. And if you guys are complete, we can end it now. So this is the last call. If you have a question and you are in the queue, press 1 so that that little symbol pops up and you can ask your question. And if you don't have any questions, that's absolutely fine. Guidance wants you to know that each and every one of you is loved. You are always loved. We often forget that we are loved. We believe that we are these bodies going around in this world, and that's all that we are. And we forget our connection. We forget that we are one with the Creator, and that that love is us. It's within us. It's in every aspect of our lives. And there's absolutely no reason why we should ever feel anything other than completely loved. Because that love is there for us. And it will always be there for us. It's the beauty of life. So when you are creating your life, who you are being, what you are experiencing, make sure that you are moving more and more into love. And there is no limit on love. You can't get so far that you're going to look around and go, oh, well, I'm at the top of love. You can't. It's more than you can ever know, more than your brain could ever comprehend. So let yourself move more and more into love in every moment of your existence. Because that's who you are. That's what you're here for. And that's how you are of service to others. And that's how you create a magical, amazing life. It's from love. And moving more and more into loving yourself, it's just, it's beyond words, really, what it's like. But let's see if I can figure out how to put it into some words. So for me, it means that when I wake up in the morning, I am happy. I am filled with joy. And it's not because I'm thinking about what I'm going to do for the day or going over anything that I haven't done or anything like that. It's just that I love my life. I love myself. And that love just, it's there. It's shining through no matter what. So when you allow yourself to actually experience that love, when you let go of all of that other crappy little stuff that you used to believe about you and your limitations and your life, when you actually stand in that love and allow that love, it's just amazing. It really is. And so no matter what the situation is that's going on around me, I'm okay because I'm in that love. That situation is not me. Those circumstances are not me. I know who I am, and I am love. And so I can look at things from a whole different perspective than the way that I used to look at them. And things affect me in different ways than they used to. And most things don't affect me at all because, frankly, it's not me. I don't need to take on any crap anywhere for any reason. So be the love that you are. And yes, Sunshine, we did answer your question, so you'll have to listen to the archive in order to hear that answer. And we did some clearing work on opening you up to receiving and releasing the need to be a people pleaser, because neither one of those are actually moving towards love. So we did take care of that, so you'll have to listen to the archive to hear it. Okay, let's see if there's anything else that Guidance wants you guys to know. They're saying that you should go and have some fun. Fun is important. Have some fun. Fun is not just some trivial thing that, you know, kids get to have. And when you become an adult, you don't actually get to have fun because you have to be so serious. They're saying fun is not trivial. Fun is actually an important part of your growth. So have fun. Okay, so we have a question from Friendly Fox. Hi, I might be too late calling in. I'm worried about my missing tortoiseshell colored cat named Lucy, and I am hoping that my sons will find her and bring her back indoors and bring her to me. I'm also wondering how she's doing. Let's see if they're going to tell me anything about Lucy. Okay, so I'm hearing that Lucy wanted some freedom. She just wanted to go out and they're showing her kind of, you know, stretching out in the sunshine and going through the grass and hunting. I don't know that she's actually hunting any living creature, but she's hunting. She's being a cat, and she needed that. She was missing that. She loves you. She doesn't have any problem with you. She does love you, but she just felt the need to be a cat. So let Lucy have her time, and when she'll come back. They're not showing me that there's any need for you to be concerned or afraid or anything like that. They're saying that Lucy's fine, so just relax. Just relax and send Lucy lots and lots of love, and let her spend this time just being a cat. And that's what they keep saying, that it was important for her to just have some time to be a cat. Not to be a pet, to be a cat. And for Lucy, that's a big thing. So that's what they're telling me about Lucy. So stop worrying, stop fretting, stop thinking, oh my gosh, and all that other stuff that you've been thinking, and just let it go. Okay, so you moved and your son lives there and you're wondering if they will find her. Again, they're saying stop worrying about Lucy. Just get on with your life. You need to do and know that Lucy is fine. Send Lucy love and everything's going to work out fine. So that's it. That's what they're saying about Lucy and about you and about the whole situation. Just relax. Let go. And, you know, talk to your angels. Let them know that you appreciate them looking over Lucy and ask them to bring Lucy, help guide Lucy back to you when she's ready to come home. And then just let it go. All right. I think we are finished for today. I really appreciate everyone who called in. You guys are absolutely wonderful, and I love you, and I hope that you'll have a fabulous weekend and a fabulous Halloween, and that you get or give or whatever, lots of candy and whatever it is that you do to celebrate Halloween, if you celebrate it at all. Okay, they want me to make a message about Halloween. Halloween is... It's okay. It's okay for you to actually have fun on Halloween, for you to celebrate Halloween. You're not doing any disservice to any divine beings by participating in Halloween. Halloween actually has its origins in kind of a celebration of life, of the contrast of life and death. So it's okay. It's okay for you to go trick-or-treating, to have parties, to enjoy, to put on costumes, whatever. It's okay. God doesn't have any problems with Halloween. So do whatever feels right for you and enjoy yourself and enjoy your life. Remember, you're allowed to have fun. So have some fun. And that's what's actually important. Have some fun. All right. That's it for today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I love you all, and I will be back on Tuesday. Have a beautiful, magical, incredible weekend filled with lots and lots of fun. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.